Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have Chris Davis in from the Rotary International, who's going to tell us all sorts of stuff. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. Hello.
It's nice to see you.
Likewise.
What have you got to tell us about Rotary International?
Oh, I could talk for an hour about it.
No, but please basically, don't.
I'm sure you don't want me to, no. Basically, there are a number of Rotary clubs on the island.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number which are for specific areas.
Yep.
And then the new club that I'm part of is Rotary on the White.
Yes.
And Rotary on the White covers all the areas that aren't covered by the smaller clubs.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not commonly known, I think, that Rotary is actually the official title is Rotary International.
Okay.
And the international aspect is very important. Most clubs use about 50% of their resources on international affairs, and then the other 50% for supporting local community activities.
Right.
It's not a rule, it's just a sort of rule of thumb, really.
So when you say international projects, such as?
Well, there's a whole list. I've got a list here in front of me, which I won't bore you with the full details, but I mean, the biggest one is End Polio Now, which is part of the disease prevention and treatment focus area.
Yeah.
End Polio Now is active across the entire world. Every penny or dollar that's donated through Rotary is tripled by the Bill Gates Foundation.
Right, yeah.
So they put in $2 for every one that we dedicate.
Yeah.
So polio is still rife around the world, isn't
it? No, it's not. And it's very much on a downward spiral.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's only two countries now where polio is still active, and that's Afghanistan and Pakistan. And it's in an area that crosses the border.
Right.
But otherwise, it's almost wiped out.
Good.
But that doesn't mean we have to stop funding
because
we have to fund the ongoing vaccinations that will go on forever, basically. The vaccination programmes are what Rotary is involved with.
Right.
And it's probably not known, but there are 1.5 million Rotarians across the world. It's the biggest international charity. And it's active in well over 100 countries.
Wow.
And when my wife and I go abroad, we often look up the local Rotary Club and we're made very welcome. And we've been to several countries in various parts of the world working for Rotary and being welcomed by the local clubs
wherever we've been. It is nice.
It's lovely, yeah. Yeah, so that's one example. On the up now is Rotarians Against Malaria,
right,
which is relatively new in this country. I'm the UK ambassador for Rotarians Against Malaria, and this is involved in trying to literally wipe out malaria. And believe it or not, I've only been doing this job for a few months now, it was unbeknown to me that malaria has actually been eradicated in quite a lot of countries.
Good.
Completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a new system which is called The Guardian, which is it's a panel that you hang up in your house, and that protects the entire house from the mosquitoes that carry malaria.
How?
I don't know how, actually. Oh. I think it emits some sort of, I don't know whether it's an odour or whatever it is.
They don't like it.
They don't like it, no. They definitely don't like it. And I'm involved in a project in Uganda, which is... just been applied for a Rotary Global Grant, which means global grants have to be at least $30,000. Well, this one is $40,000 plus, and it's about to start in quite near Kampala in Uganda. And that hopefully will work in the whole of a large area in Uganda.
You don't supply nets then?
Yes, we do. We supply nets alongside that, and the nets are impregnated as well.
Right.
So they are also deterrents to the mosquitoes and whatever.
So where do the mosquitoes go?
There's also... I don't know. They fly away, hopefully. But the idea is, that's one idea. I mean, there are others, and there are vaccines coming all around the world.
Yeah, I believe they're getting quite close to a good one, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can also spray the areas where the mosquitoes breed so that they can be wiped out. You know, the breeding areas, which are usually stagnant water.
Yeah. Yeah.
That can be effectively disinfected, if you like. But there are lots and lots of other projects. I mean, we also have a disaster team. Rotary is involved in disasters wherever they occur, all around the world. If there's an earthquake or a hurricane or whatever, then Rotary are usually among the first in. And there's three groups in particular that are all part of Rotary, which we support. That's Shelter Box, Water Survival Box and Aqua Box. And they have got bases all over the world, and they move in rapidly. Aqua Box were the first into Syria and the first into Myanmar after the earthquake there.
Right, yes.
Because a lot of people had a lot of agencies had trouble getting into Myanmar.
Right.
Because it was a war. But Aqua Box found a route in and were the first on the ground. They supply water filters. So
what do Water Box do then?
Well, they're very similar, actually. Water Survival Box and Aqua Box are quite similar. They're big plastic boxes. I can't demonstrate on the radio, but...
Yes, you can.
but they contain, in Aqua Box's case, it contains about 30 water filters, which can then be shared amongst families and whatever.
Right.
Okay.
And so we would deliver, I say we because I'm part of Aqua Box as well, we would deliver... probably 40 or 50 boxes, each of which has 30 of these water filters, which are actually made by Rotarians in Derbyshire. They've got a base there, and five Rotary clubs in Derbyshire actually run Aqua Box, and they supply them literally all over the world. And they actually supply the filters to other groups now as well, including Shelter Box, which is the biggest. Shelter Box supply everything you need after a disaster.
Yeah.
Tents and whatever, cooking materials,
yes.
The lots, you know. So that's just some examples.
Okay.
One that's close to my heart is one called Butterfly Baby Baskets in Malawi. And that was founded by my daughter a few years ago when she was on her, it's called an elective from medical school. You have to go abroad for a while and do voluntary work. And she went to Malawi and discovered that there was a very high infant mortality rate in Malawi, and most of it, believe it or not, was caused by parents rolling over onto their children or newborns because they tended to sleep on the ground and they would roll over on them in the night and suffocate them.
Mm.
And she thought, this is my daughter Jenna, she thought, well, what we need is Moses baskets. And so she found a local basket weaver and employed a group of women from a local HIV support group, and they started weaving the baskets and supplying them to vulnerable mothers in Carter Bay. And it's now spread across Malawi, so it's still in the Carter Bay, but it's also in Lilongwe, which is the capital. And there's about, I think there are six maternity hospitals and clinics now that are supplied regularly. We also include lots of things in the baby basket, so you get cuddly toys. and nappies and all sorts of things, actually, for the parents as well as for the newborn.
Yeah.
We send a lot of knitted materials out. In fact, there's a couple of ladies here on the island who knit like mad, and we've just sent a massive parcel out to Malawi, which was, it cost us a lot to send it, actually, about 170 quid to send it. But it was 15 kilograms worth of all knitted materials. So baby
Wonderful.
Clothes and
yeah.
scarves and blankets.
15 kilos, that's a lot of the baby clothes.
Yeah, yeah, it was. They were all vacuum packed, so they shrunk down, you know,
yeah,
to get into one box. But that was that's a very worthwhile activity.
Absolutely.
So that's just two examples. I mean, I could talk about many others. One that has actually come to the island is one called Dentaid. And Dentaid.
Ah, yes.
They actually run a mobile dentist surgery.
Yep.
And originally the idea was to go over, you know, to the third world. But believe it or not, they come to the Isle of Wight now because we are regarded as a dental desert.
We are, yeah. I've seen it in the car park.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, that's one of your... That's interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting, yeah.
So
absolutely fascinating.
So there's dozens of these things going on around the world. Is there anything people who maybe not Rotary members can do to help? Is there anything you can do there?
Well, yeah. Excuse me. Always. There's obviously, when we're fundraising, we go to most of the supermarkets at one time or other.
Uh-huh.
And we're not allowed to shake the tins now, but stand there with our...
You get frowned at.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But we stand there very politely and ask people if they'd like to make a donation.
Yep.
Now, sometimes those are earmarked for local charities only.
Right.
For example, our Christmas collections are specifically for island charities and whatever. But other times of year, I mean, if there's a disaster, you'll often see us on the streets quite soon just collecting.
Yes.
But anyone's welcome to join Rotary, obviously. It's not a closed shop like it used to be. A few years ago, it was, and I'm talking about 20 years ago, it was regarded as a bit of a dining club, you know.
Really?
And it was all male, which was outrageous. Not legal now, of course. And now we've got a lot of women in our club, I'm delighted to say. Our president is a woman. I think you've had her on, Moira. I think she was on last month.
Probably.
Yeah. but the now, I mean, Rotary's motto is service above self.
Yes.
Which means that we do a lot of voluntary work around the island and in our particular areas, as well as raising funds. It's not just a fundraising organisation. We actually work, I mean, we do a lot of marshalling. We marshal Walk the White and various other things. So you'll often see us out on doing car park duties or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. lots of things like that. Community projects. We had developed the children's garden at the at St Mary's.
Yes.
That was a Rotary project. We paid and we cleared the old garden. We built the decking for the new one. Unfortunately, you can't see it unless you're part of the, you know, unless you've got a child in the children's ward.
But don't have to see it, do you?
No. It's nice to know it's there, and it was a community project that we were involved with.
Well,
you know,
done.
So.
Yeah, excellent news. We had a message in from a listener saying those baby baskets are such a beautiful idea. Bless you all for helping newborns and their parents. So
it's a great pleasure. Yeah.
It is indeed. So as lots of people can do. You can join Rotary, as you said. You can help with the fundraising. We don't, just because people aren't shaking their tins doesn't mean they don't want the money.
No.
We've been there ourselves. Absolutely. Just sort of stand there looking slightly embarrassed about, here's a tin, put some money in.
Yeah. Yeah. One other that I think might interest people, and this crosses a lot of our projects, is Gordon Brown started something called 100% Girls into Education.
Right.
And this was to provide reusable sanitary wear for girls in areas where they often had to come out of school, sometimes for weeks.
Yes.
When they're on their period. And now these lots of our organisations, including Baby Baskets, supply these kits as well, which are reusable. And the idea is to get girls back into education,
yes,
wherever they are.
Yep.
I'm Nepal Trust. We're very involved in Nepal. One of our organisations, the Nepal Trust, was created really to rebuild schools after the earthquakes in the high Himalaya. But they now, they've supplied 120 schools, I think, in Nepal with kits for period poverty, you know, so which is fantastic.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well,
thank you for all that.
Thank you and your colleagues in Rotary for everything you do for the community here and across the world.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Yeah. And the meetings, particularly there's a business meeting and a bit of social goes on as well.
Yeah, I mean, we now meet at PCs. Do you know the PCs club? It's where the mobile vet used to be based.
Oh,
on Watergate Street, is it?
Or yeah,
Watergate
it
Road.
Yeah.
We meet there on Tuesdays. Not every Tuesday, unfortunately, because that would be easy, wouldn't it, to say come along on a Tuesday? But we meet there. Probably two or three times a month. And if anyone wants to contact us, you can always come along to PCs because Emma, who runs it, knows us very well. She is a Rotarian. You know, just come and say hello.
Yeah,
you know?
Why not?
And you're very, very welcome. We're delighted to have new people at any time. But you don't have to be a professional anymore. It used to be.
Yes, it used to be, didn't it?
It used to be a rule. You could only have two people from one profession. And that got a bit silly. I mean, when I was in Sandown Rotary, we had so many hoteliers, but they would all find a different name. So one would be a boutique hotel, one would be a bed and breakfast, and one would be, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I think
they came with different titles, but that's not the case anymore.
No.
You know.
Well, that's good.
It's not as strict as we used to
be. So if people want to find out more about the Rotarians, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, if you just Google Rotary on the White, and it'll come up with various links.
Magic.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in, Chris.
It's a great pleasure.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.